Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, so I have to be totally honest. I feel way more comfortable here than where I just talked to, like, the parents, because I like to have fun, so you guys will see. We're going to have fun. Okay, so I have a question. Why did some of you sign up or, like, decide to come to this class? You had other classes. Why? Because my class asked you. Yay! I wasn't horrible. That's awesome. Yes.
It was the only one that caught my attention.
Oh, very good. Okay, why did it catch your attention?
Mostly because it is kind of what I feel like is in most of my interest right now.
Very nice. I like it. I think I saw another hand. Yeah. Sound good. Ooh, let's hope in, right? So actually, that, I'm glad you said that, because I was listening to, I'm like obsessed. I have some kids here. If you ask my kids, I'm obsessed with listening to, like, speakers all the time, Christian speakers, how to become a better speaker, all this stuff. And one of them said that she said, if you want to be a good speaker, you have to be willing, and she's a Christian one, she said, you have to be willing to go out and fall flat on your face as long as you're speaking for him. And I loved that, because I want you guys to say a quick prayer, one, of repentance, because we always should repent, but two, to invite the Spirit to teach you, because I'm just, like, random old mom, right? But Heavenly Father is, like, the all-knowing, powerful being, cares so much about you, and really does have very, very specific inspiration for you today. I don't care if you think if you've sinned too much, if you're not important enough, whatever you think, God cares so much about you right now. So say a quick prayer and be like, Heavenly Father, I'm not that worried about what Paige is going to say. I really want to know what you are going to say to me. So I'm glad that you said that, because hopefully it will be good, because we know it will if you felt the Spirit and the Spirit taught you. That's when, yay, it was success. Okay, anyone else? Why did you come? Your mother told you to. That can totally happen. I tell my kids things like that. And you're like, thank you, mother. And then hopefully you'll go back and be like, it worked out. We'll see. Yeah.
My mom said it's gonna be like,
no pressure. Again, hopefully that's the Spirit, right? So yay. Yeah. Oh, you know, I actually have, like, toddlers at home right now with a husband sleeping. So let's pray that our house, like, remains standing. The same toddler that, like, likes to let out. Sorry, this is how random I am. I'm so much better with adults, teenagers. I'm like, we can talk about random stuff. But my kids all went on a humanitarian trip recently. And our four-year-old decided he liked letting out the animals. I don't touch the animals. I'm not good with animals. Like, the first time I had to take care of the chickens, I, like, tried to pick one up and it flapped, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm good. So our goats got out, my son's goats, and I was, like, trying to, like, get them back. So I put a leash on it and it, like, laid down, like, now what? What are you going to do? Anyways, so I can understand not trusting kids at home. So welcome. Yeah. Ooh, that is beautiful. So you're already receiving inspiration and personal revelation. Love it. Yay. Okay, I'm so excited. I love hearing. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I kind of
wandered in. That's okay. That works too. Hey, wandering in can even work, because God can work with randomness. So one of the things I want to start with, are you meant to change the world? Yes. Now, why is this so important? You guys are living in a time where I homeschool, right? So I teach our homeschool group. I got to teach these, like, little 9 to 11-year-olds. It was super cute. I'm usually with teenagers. But we were showing them. There is a quote that says from Ballard. He says that he talks about how diamonds, like, if you guys ever go to buy, like, a diamond, you'll see it's, like, behind a black background, okay? And the reason is because diamonds stand out more against a black background. So I went and bought fake diamonds, wannabe diamonds from the dollar store, and I showed them how if you put the diamond in my hand, it kind of, like, blended. You couldn't really see it. Like, sometimes you could see it, sometimes you couldn't. But if I put black on my hand and put it on, it shone. Like, you could just, like, totally stood out. Now, Ballard said, as the world gets darker, you are going to stand out more. That contrast is going to become even more important and even more visible. So as the world gets darker and darker and people make worse decisions and you see all this darkness, you guys are literally meant to help prepare the world to usher in Jesus Christ. They have said that about this generation. We have had three apostles quote the same thing. They said, this generation will present the church of the Lamb to the Lamb. So that means you guys are going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and, like, present it to him. But even more than that, one of my favorite scriptures is, when he comes, we will be like him. Y'all, that's a, like, high task. Like, I'm so, like, Jesus is like, woo, and I'm, like, in a totally different planet. But we can repent and we can try to become like him. But what Heavenly Father, I fully felt the Spirit say, this class was meant to be this because you guys are meant to change the world. I just came from talking to your guys' parents. And homeschooling is hard. It's just hard. Like, it is, whether you realize it or not. It's a sacrifice. Your parents are doing a lot. But I felt so strongly in the importance of speaking at this conference. Because not only are you homeschooled, not only do you have the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he's bringing you in a community. Like, that is so rare. The fact that you have all of those blessings tells you how much Heavenly Father has planned for you and expects from you. He expects great things. So today, we are going to learn about spiritual gifts, because I love spiritual gifts, but we're going to do something kind of crazy first. I'm trying to figure out how to separate people. Okay, and I think my daughter, my other one, I sent her to go get another object lesson, but I think it might be too messy. I'm used to being outside with youth. Okay, so we are going to split you guys into groups of four, and we're going to see which group can best put these matches together in the fastest amount of time and get the best score. So what they are is, we're gonna do a free one, so you guys can like see what it is. Okay, causes plagues. Like their abilities, people in the scriptures has. Who has the ability to cause plagues? Moses. Yes, God can do all things. So really, Jesus and God could be all of these, but you're gonna search for the person. So what you guys will do is you will find Moses in here, and you'll put it together. You'll try to match all of them up, and we're going to see who does the best. So some of them are kind of crazy, like causes plagues. Like, I named them kind of odd, so we'll see how you do. Okay, so the first group is going to be you guys and you guys and, yeah, this row and them. And then, yes, we should just have people scooch, and you should sit up there. And then, let's see. And then the second row is going to be one. The third row is group three. The fourth row is group four. And then the back row, you guys get to come and try to help group one. Thank you. Okay, so get in your group, but don't hand them to them until I say go. Okay, like scooch together. Get together, your group, your row. Just like go to an end. Okay, are you guys kind of close to your groups? Because, okay, I will make you a deal, but be honest. I never teach without treats, and I forgot treats, so I was going to go get them, and I didn't have time. So whatever group wins, I will get treats, and you come back and tell me after, because I have a break after. I will get treats, and you guys will do it, so try. Okay, it'll just be like a tiny, it won't be like huge, but it's still a treat. Okay, ready, set, okay, go. Okay, come bring them up. Let's check them. Okay, so I'll technically go get everyone a treat, so just come find me after, because you guys did really good. Okay, the one that was really tricky is some people, which makes sense, but who knows the one that tricked people? The move mountains, if you had the name Enoch, that helps, because Enoch moved a mountain, so that kind of hurt the last group, because Enoch was up here. But can anyone have faith to move a mountain? Yes. In the scriptures, Peter says to the followers of Christ, if you have great faith and they're Christians, they cannot be killed by poison. The followers of Christ. So I love that one and find it interesting. But it would make sense, a couple of you put, to go with move mountains because you can. Yeah. You could, but that's great because that's actually what we're talking about in here is spiritual gifts that God won't give them to you for a sign. So, they'll probably die. But the truth is, Heavenly Father really does want to give you guys these type of spiritual gifts. He really does. He wants to give you power. He wants to give you guys spiritual gifts. And let's see if I can get it. Okay, here's a quote. This should answer the question to the class. So you're not just believing me. This is President Nelson. You have special spiritual gifts and proponities. Tonight, I urge you with all the hope of my heart to pray to understand your spiritual gifts, to cultivate, use, and expand them more than you ever have. You will change the world as you do so. President Nelson is not a, like, off-the-cuff person, right? Like, he's not going to be like, you can change the world if he really doesn't mean it. He might be like, yeah, I think you should get better. Or I think he's pretty blunt. He, like, calls people to repentance. But he is literally saying to you guys right here, not only do you have spiritual gifts, but they are meant to change the world. Like, that's amazing. That promise is beautiful. That Heavenly Father wants to do that. Do you guys know why in heaven, Satan, one of the reasons he rebelled? Do you know what made him really mad? What made him mad? He didn't get his way. What was his way? Yeah, robots. He wanted all the glory, right? So in heaven, what was Satan actually called? Lucifer. There's another name. Son of the morning. So he's like this big important guy, like, oh yeah, I'm so awesome. So he's called like the son of the morning. He's like important. Then he finds out God's plan is to share all of his power and ability with all of his children. And he's like, wait, what? Like, I'm so much better than these people? No. Like, give me the glory. Let it be about me. And our Heavenly Father is like, no, let me share all of my power, all of my glory, all of my ability with you. If that doesn't like shake you and wake you up and help you realize how incredibly important you are, that the God of the universe, the one that made worlds without end, which by the way should prove that the DNC is true, because Moses said there's worlds without end, and the world like mocked us. And they're like, nuh-uh, like there's no worlds without end, like that shows it's wrong. Now we're like, ha-ha, science shows it's right. But the God who can create worlds without ends, his work and his glory is you. You. He's like, everything about me is to get my kids back to me and to make them like me, to give them my power, my ability, all of it. He doesn't withhold anything. There's actually a scripture that says he will not reveal to the least what he wants to the greatest. And President Sister Nelson, when she married the prophet, I really like her. She was like, the prophet said, he's like, wow, I just received some like big, cool inspiration. Like it was awesome. And his wife is like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, I can't tell you. He said, but you know you can pray and receive it too. And she said, I had heard that my whole life. Like God won't reveal to the greatest what he won't to the least. She's like, but hearing the prophet of God be like, hey, you can know the things that I know. If you want to know about the last days, if you want to know what you're supposed to do, God will bless in abundance you with personal revelation. He is not stingy. He is not greedy. He is literally waiting. He is waiting for you to be like, hey, I want to know this. Hey, I want to make a difference. I want to bless the world. He's waiting, and he will give it to you. We have people getting ready to go on missions. Guys, this church is true. It's true. If you ask my kids, I'm obsessed with Christian stuff. I take them to Christian concerts and churches. Like, we love it. But what's so sad is all the things they're missing. All the truths that I'm like, oh, if you knew this, like, it would add it so much. And they'll say something, and you're like, oh, but you're missing this. Like, the gospel restored. Like, we have a Heavenly Mother. We have a pre-existence. Also, there's baptisms for the dead. There was this really popular Christian singer who left, being a Christian, because he said, I cannot get over that people that lived in Africa and never heard of Christ will go to hell because of where they were born. He's like, I cannot get over that. And I'm like, hey, we have the answer. Like, we do baptisms for the dead. You should come. But we have all the truths. And not only that, we have amazing things that because you're raised in it, you might take it for granted. So, like I said, I like to go to these things. I took my daughter to one. And it was so ironic. But while we were there, I never let the young woman, I'm usually always in young women's, I never let them call me Sister Anderson. Because I'm like, well, that, like, disconnects us. And then, like, I don't know, they'll think I'm an old person. And I want to, like, be their friend. Even if I am old, I want to be their friend. They have to call me Paige. So we go to this Christian conference. The whole thing is about sisterhood. They sell, like, water bottles that say sister on it. And all the girls there are like, isn't that amazing? She's calling us her sister. And I'm like, that is so cute. And the Spirit was like, what? Like, you don't let the girls call you that. Like, that's the purpose. And I'm like, oh, that is really pretty. Like, all these girls were, like, shocked that, like, she considered them a sister. And I'm like, oh, I was, like, avoiding that nurse because, like, I thought it meant I was old. But, like, all these truths of you are children of God. You are brothers and sisters of our Savior. Like, I want you to think of a sibling. And if you could, like, imagine a perfect sibling, no one has perfect siblings. My daughter actually will go speak about siblings. And I'm going to totally share that because, again, a squirrel moment. But she shares how in heaven, people are like, Heavenly Father's like, okay, come up. Like, what do you want to learn? And you're like, forgiveness, patience, understanding. And he's like, great. Who's willing to teach these to them? Like, a few hands go up, and he's like, great, you're their siblings. Like, we, like, have family members to help refine us to become better. But truly, we have a perfect sibling that came down, gave his life, like, died for you so that you could come back. And he wants you to change the world. Okay, we're kind of running out of time because I typically go over on things. But where's the bag you gave me? It's right here. All right. I need a volunteer. Perfect. You come here. And then you come here. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. We can have both. Come try it. You can both do it. We'll just change it up. Okay, this might get messy. I really thought we were going to be outside. Okay, so the first person. You get to go first. Okay, I want you to make a peanut butter sandwich. Do I need bread? Can you make a peanut butter sandwich without bread? Maybe. Okay, I want to see you try. Okay. Do you want to try that?
Not really.
Okay. Let's get the next volunteer. Actually, this is how sidetracked I am. Okay. You get to make a peanut butter sandwich. No, you just get to use like that. You guys, I thought this was going to get messier. Okay, Scooch. Okay, your turn. No, that's good. I'm glad you didn't because I also forgot napkins. So I would have been like, but I didn't tell you that because we had to see. Okay, will you make a peanut butter sandwich? Oh, my goodness, you guys. She can make it. Why could she make it and they couldn't make it? She had bread.
And a knife.
And a knife. Because she knew no, I don't have napkins. That's what I said. Oh, my daughter got some because she didn't know. You never know. I'm really sometimes, this is more calm than normal. Yes. She had the materials. Okay, you guys can sit down. Thank you. Okay, now, the thing with that is in your book, if you pull up the thing for this one, I'm just going to keep entering. I need to, like, unhave a code. I should do that. See, I know nothing. Okay. Like technology and me, haha. I have to ask my kids all the time. Okay, so in your book, you have this, and I want us to go over it. Okay, you have this. Now, it is spiritual gifts. I know. I think I reconnected. Let's see. It might look messy. Okay. I'm going to download it really fast. So I'm really bad with PowerPoints because the Spirit will, like, change halfway through. And I'm like, great. And then I'm like, wait, but it's not in the PowerPoint like that. It's in the wrong order. Okay, so there are qualifications for spiritual gifts. Did you guys know that? There are. Okay, here they are. If you want to write it, fill in your thing, you can. Or you can just take notes, or you don't have to. Okay, six qualifications. In DNC 46, the Lord lists six qualifications to receive spiritual gifts. Number one, remember what we said earlier? You're like, hey, can I go get poison and we can see if it works? Like, that would be fun, but we shouldn't. Because, no, it can't be sought as a sign because someone will die. Kind of like it says in the scriptures. I love how you guys put Christian followers can move mountains because really that should count. Because if you have faith the size of what? Mustard seed. You can move a mountain. Is that a lot of faith? No, but you need to have a purpose for it. Like, if I'm just, like, staring at a mountain, and I'm like, do you know what would be really cool if I can move that mountain? God's not going to give me the power. I have to show I'm trustworthy. Like, God's not just going to be like, I'm going to give you this amazing power, and you're going to, like, totally turn your brother into chocolate. Like, he's just not going to. Why would he? He'd be like, I can't trust you with it. Now, that power would actually be really hard, because I'm going to get really real, and I didn't think the Spirit would have me go there. But you guys are going to face things no other generation has really faced. They have said the saints will be persecuted like never before. You are going to face some really, really hard things. But God is going to bless you with power and abilities when you need them. That doesn't mean you'll get to do what you want with them. Joseph Smith was able to save other people's kids, but he couldn't save his own. If God blessed you with the power to save someone, but he said, you need to let your child die. Could you do that? I don't think I'm at that point. But I want to get there where he could trust me with that power. Emma even says, she's like, you saved other people's kids, yet you can't save our own. We want to get to the point where we are so fully invested in God's will and only his will that we will let go of what we want and be willing to do that. When we do that, when you face those really, really dark, hard moments that I wish my kids didn't have to face. I wish they didn't. I wish they got to have, like, a life like mine had been, like, super fun, go boating, go dirt biking, do all the fun stuff, and not have to, like, sometime in their life face really hard things. But because you guys are going to do that, you also get to experience the most miraculous, amazing moment where Jesus Christ will come down. And every knee shall bend, and every tongue will speak in worship before him. Everyone. And Brad Wilcox said, in that moment, it will be the greatest missionary moment the world has ever known. That they will speak like, this is the Christ. And some people will be like, wait, who's that? And you'll be like, it's Jesus! And let me tell you about my Jesus. And you will get to testify who he is and why he matters. So, number one, they are not to be sought as signs. Two, they are to be used in the service of others. I did this really cool class with our homeschool group. And the Spirit was like, you should name it Increasing Personal Revelation. And I was like, I don't even know how to, like, teach that. Like, why would I name a class that? But we did something really neat. And I want to encourage you guys to do this. So the Spirit told me to have them write notes to each other, but pray and ask which spiritual gifts those people had. I think they had, like, they said two spiritual gifts, a scripture, I don't remember. But when they did that, they received more revelation than some of those youth had ever experienced or were used to. Like, it blew my mind. We had a class where they shared what they learned. And I thought it was going to be 5 to 10 minutes of cool. It was 50 minutes of cool. But the reason they receive revelation is number two. They are to be used in the service of others. If you start to serve others, God will bless you with that gift. Okay, so there's actually a spiritual gift to calm others. Did you guys know that? Makes me think of, like, the Jedis. Like, you see nothing. You will let us pass. But I really wanted that gift because, like, my kids get really hyper. I was like, I wanted to be able to calm others. So I prayed for that gift. Do you think I was given that gift? No. Oh, not until. Yeah, did you have a question or thought? Yes. Very good. Yeah. Like the priesthood authority is God's power. And it does allow you to use it to give to others, to bless others. So I had prayed for the gift to call mothers, and I didn't get it. Then, after Young Women's President, I was put in nursery, and the gift came. Just in nursery. Little kids would be crying and like, ah! And they would sit on me. They really do scream. You're just like, ah! And the parents were like, how are they so calm? How are they doing so well? And the Spirit was like, now you need the gift to call mothers. Not at home, because it would be convenient, because your kids are teasing each other and are hyper. But like, so parents could go to class and teach, or go to class and learn about Christ. That was worth it. So if you are seeking it for the service to build others, 3, we should ask in the Spirit. Why? Because we shouldn't ask amiss, right? Like, again, if I'm like, Heavenly Father, I want to turn this table into Reese's Pieces. I really like Reese's Pieces. He would be like, no, that's not asking in the Spirit, right? But if I am with a group of youth and we were somehow being attacked or chased and we're righteous and God said, hey, move that mountain so they'll be safe, he would give me that ability. That is in the Scriptures. That is why those people did it. Why could Moses do plagues? Not for his entertainment. Not because he's like, I'm going to give everyone lice because it'd be really funny to watch. And I'm not going to get it. No, because he was meant to free the people of Egypt. If you do it for those reasons, there is nothing God will not bless you with if it's needed and his will. If you ask in the Spirit. Exactly. Beautiful, huh? Isn't that amazing? I had originally, I think, like, plagues the wicked. Then I got rid of it. But I was like, ha-ha. Okay. I shouldn't laugh at that. Okay. 4. They are to be used in the name of Jesus Christ. They are to be used in his name. You guys, I want to testify to you of one thing. If you draw closer to Jesus Christ, your whole life will change. It will change. If you focus on him, if you care about him, if you get closer to him, I testify to you that you will have more abilities, more understanding, more knowledge and experiences than you ever imagined. That might not happen right away, and it might not happen how you imagine, but I testify. I have seen miracles happen in my life. I have known things. The mind reader, I have known things I shouldn't know, but the Spirit told me this person is feeling this. Do I have that all the time? No. But if the Spirit said, this person is struggling with this and they need this right now, I have known that. There's no way for me to possibly ever know that. But we can have it if we're serving others and we're not doing it to glorify us, if it's not about us. So in the name of Jesus Christ, everything should be done. 5 in DNC 46, it teaches, we must thank God for whatsoever blessings we are blessed with. Okay, why would it include that in the process of receiving spiritual gifts? Ooh, yes. Is there a story in the Scriptures that supports that? The talents. Very good. So because in the parable of the talents, they like bury them. They don't even use them. They don't acknowledge them. Why would God give you more? So one of the things I want to give you guys a challenge with right now is I want you to ask what one of your spiritual gifts are. Ask the Spirit. Ask. Be like, what are one of my spiritual gifts? What are they? Did you guys know having a testimony of Jesus Christ is a spiritual gift? Did you guys know believing others' testimony of Jesus Christ is a spiritual gift? Okay, if you could see angels or have a testimony of Jesus Christ, what would you pick? Hope and testimony, right? Because then the wrong angels might come, because that actually happened. In DNC, like, they're disguising themselves. And they don't know that it's not. Like, they even teach in DNC how to tell if it's an angel of God or not. But before you see angels or big spiritual experiences, you want to build upon it. That's why I did this object lesson. Because if I want this spiritual gift to make a peanut butter sandwich, which isn't a spiritual gift, but say I want an ability like that. Like, say I want charity. What has to come before charity? It's in a Scripture. Does anyone know this? I think I heard it. Faith. What has to come next before charity? Hope. They actually build upon each other. So spiritual gifts build upon each other. So if you want amazing spiritual gifts or powers, work on your ability to receive revelation. Work on saying your prayers a little bit more. Work on reading your Scriptures a little bit more. Because if I want to be able to move a mountain, but I won't even open my scriptures for 2 minutes a day, probably need to spend a little bit more time knowing his word, knowing his will. So that's why they build upon each other. Okay, 6. We must practice virtue and holiness before the Lord continually. Okay, I was speaking at a conference once, and the speaker before me said something, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to, like, speak after that. Like, I wanted to, like, disagree, but I couldn't disagree. So she said, there's shows I watch that I know aren't good and have the spirit leave. But after I watch it, you can pray and repent and have the spirit come back. And I was like, no. Like, what is that considered? How many times can you repent? Again and again and again, right? But if you are knowingly sinning and then wanting to repent and being like, oh, I'm going to get all this power, you're not going to. You're not. But if you're going to put away the things of the world and seek for things of better, that is a commandment in DNC. Put away things of the world and seek for things of better. Most of what the world says is fine drives the spirit away. Elder Bednar said, we should notice more when the spirit leaves than when it comes. How do you do that? Just keep practicing. Most of you feel the spirit and have it with you way more than you have any idea. It's like the light thing. Like Elder Bednar said, people that are converts are like in a dark room, and suddenly you flip on the lights, and they're like, this is amazing. They feel it. You guys are continually in light. You're by your family. You're listening to talks, listening to scriptures. So you probably may not even notice. So that's something you can pray for. Pray and ask, how do I feel the spirit? How do I feel it? Like, will you help me notice how I feel it? Because he will answer that. Okay, so that's the last one, but I wanted to share some of these quotes. The gift of the Holy Ghost is conferred on both men and women. So are spiritual gifts. As Bruce R. McConkie declared in Nauvoo Dedication, where spiritual things are concerned, as pertaining to the gifts of the Spirit, with reference to the recipient of revelation, gaining of testimonies, seeing visions, in all matters pertaining to godliness and holiness, I'm going to skip. He says, all these things are both men and women stand in a position of absolute equality before God. So we're going to go over a few spiritual gifts because there's a lot. Okay. The gift of receiving the Holy Ghost. Hopefully you guys have worked on that. The gift of faith, charity. Let's go to some of the other ones. The gift to calm others. The gift to be calm. I have a question. Would it be helpful if any of you prayed for the gift to be calm yourself? Why could that be helpful? Yes. So if the saints are going to be persecuted like never before, my natural man, the natural man is an enemy to God. My natural reaction is an enemy to God. So if someone like slapped me, my natural reaction would be what? I'm going to slap him back, right? But being able to be calm and have the spirit, I like how you said a level head. Yeah. That is awesome because you can use them now, right? Like I love how you brought it back to how they can bless your life right now. Like the gift of calm, to be calm when you're in front of people. The gift of avoiding repetition. Isn't that an interesting gift? The gift of avoiding repetition. The gift of being able to ponder. Why would the gift of being able to ponder be helpful? Oh, that's lovely. You can discern between your choices. That is wonderful. Who pondered and then prayed and then the heavens opened? Joseph Smith. But first he was like, he kept thinking about it, right? He's like, it was on my mind. It kept coming. So I love that. Okay, let's go over some of the other ones. The gift of understanding scriptures. Could that be beneficial? Yes, because sometimes they can be hard. Like what I really like is you can find scriptures based off of different, like, I don't know, I love studying scriptures by like topics. So if I want to learn to be calm, like I have been seeking the gift of charity forever. I'm not quite there, but I've been seeking it. And as you learn and study scriptures on charity, talks on charity, you can seek after gifts. Did you know the scriptures actually say there's only one thing you're allowed to covet? You know they are? Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are the only thing that it says you can covet. So you can see that in someone else and be like, hey, I would like that. And God's like, yes, let's work on that. But he might say, hey, I actually have this gift for you. Okay, the gift of seeking that which is righteous. Can that be hard in today's day and age? Yes, so hard. Okay, the gift of teaching wisdom. One of the gifts I totally want, I don't know if it's a gift, but like King Benjamin, like anyone he speaks to, like they feel it pierced in their heart, right? And I'm like, oh, I just want that. Like, how do you speak where like they feel it pierced in their heart? Can you imagine if you had that gift and you were with your friends and you could testify to them and change them? Do you guys know where my name came from? No, you don't. I don't even know if my kids do. But my dad had a friend named Bill Page, and he came to him one day. They were not living like focused on the gospel at all. And he came to him one day and he's like, I'm going on a mission. I think you should too. And he's like, what? No. But that seed planted in my dad's heart is what helped him to start pondering, praying, and eventually going on a mission. My name is Paige. Because friends can make a difference. One of the things that I find so hard, I think I shared this last year, is when I go and speak to groups. And one of the gifts, I was told years ago to pray for the gift to teach. And I was like, I didn't even know that was a gift. But I prayed for it. And one of the things that came is when I'm speaking, I can see the Spirit in people's eyes. I can see. I can see if they have the Spirit. I can see if they feel it. If I'm in a small group, that can be helpful because I can be like, Heavenly Father, this person isn't feeling it. Like, what can I say to help them feel it? But without fail, especially if I speak to a large group of like hundreds of kids, there will be a small group that's not interested, that's like laughing, mocking, not paying attention. And for a second, one of them will have the Spirit. And without fail, a friend will whisper in their ear within 20 seconds of that. The friend will look, come back, and the Spirit's gone. I guarantee usually that friend's not saying something bad. Maybe they're mocking. I don't know. I don't think it's anything bad. But that friend has just distracted their friend from feeling the Spirit. That friend has just made a big impact on maybe inspiration and personal change, big change finally happening in their friend's life. And they don't know. They don't even know. But I want to, like, seriously, one time, it was so sad. Because, like, I saw it just, like, shining. And I wanted to, like, jump off the stage and go be like, no, come back, come back. And then be like, oh, my goodness, this person's officially crazy. She's, like, shaking people. But don't be that friend. Don't be that person. Be the friend that is like, let me testify to you of Jesus Christ. Let me share with you a scripture I read. As you use your gifts to share and change others, I testify to you that your abilities, your qualities, and your gifts will magnify. If we point people to Jesus, we will have power and ability and hope. We will be so blessed with personal revelation. Okay, the gift to organize households. I probably should pray for that one. The gift of organization. Should also pray for that one. My daughter, I realized she had that. I like tried to like organize our games. And I was like, well, they're just games. They just don't fit well. She was like 9 and she like organized it and looked really nice. And I was like, or I just really stink at that. But why is it that we don't have all gifts? Yes, we have something to work towards. I like that. To make us different. Why would it matter if we're different? Yeah, and we wouldn't need each other, right? Do you think God wants us to need each other? Yes. So I love that we need each other, and it gives us something to, like, shoot for. It gives us something to, like, work towards. That if we all came perfect, like, what would be the point of this earth? Okay, let's go over a couple. Any others that you guys see that you have questions about? Can you guys see them, or is it too dark? It's too dark. Okay, let's see. What about the gift of making friends? Did you guys know that is a spiritual gift? Have you ever seen anyone have that gift? I see some heads. Okay. Why would that be beneficial?
You have so many friends and
oh, that's lovely. Yeah. That is awesome. Did you guys know this generation is, like, chronically lonely? Did you guys know that? That even people that you think have friends and are happy typically are sad and wish they had more friends and wish they did more things? Like, that would be really, really beneficial. Okay, you said something that I want to talk about. Have, like is able to become gifts friends with anyone. Is that good or no? Should we be friends with everyone? Anyone? We should be nice and loving to everyone, right? Does that mean you should spend all your time with them? No, not if they're going to, like, influence you for bad. But the fact that if you can love and accept all people, that's amazing. So I actually forever wanted to be a clown. It, like, genuinely concerned my parents. But I thought making people laugh was really fun. And so I was a clown for, like, 2 or 3 years for Halloween. And my parents were like, you're going to grow out of this, right? Like, you can't be, like, 40. Like, I'm a clown. Hit my nose. Okay, go ahead. Yes. So I have a list of 90 on here, and I just have ones that have been quoted by prophets and apostles or are in scripture, because there actually is a thing that said spiritual gifts are infinite in number. What does that mean? They're never ending. So spiritual gifts, there's that many. Also, spiritual gifts can be different in different people. So I have multiple friends that have the gift of dreams. They happen in different ways. So some of them will have dreams and, like, they act out whether it's for them or about them or not. And they're like, that was really confusing for a while. Like, I thought everything was going to happen to me. I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. I have other friends that they will see it for other people. Like, they will, for their kids, like, they'll see them acting it out instead of them. So spiritual gifts are also individual. Like, God wants to speak to you individually. I know some people that receive personal revelation while listening to music. Has to be good music, because otherwise the spirit just went away. I know some people that she was like, the spirit never speaks to me. And she was a mom. She's like almost 40. And she's like, the spirit never speaks to me. And then she realized she received a lot of revelation while reading books with her children. The Lord taught her through books. Some big literature, some like picture books. The Lord will speak to you in individual ways. I want you guys to leave this class workshop. I don't know what this is considered. I want you to leave this knowing that Heavenly Father cares so much about you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to reveal things to you. And he wants to have a personal relationship with you. Okay, there is a quote that has been quoted more times than any quote in modern day, with modern day prophets. Can anyone guess what quote it is? No. Well, not quite by prophets, but probably other people. Pardon? Yes, yes, you figured it out. In the last days, you will not survive unless you know how to receive personal revelation. Work on receiving personal revelation right now. Trust yourself. The biggest thing that the youth said in the class for increasing their personal revelation was they just had to trust it. It might not seem mind-blowing. It might not seem like Satan is going to make you want to question. Okay, someone has a personal interaction with God, and then Satan shows up and tries to get him to question. Does anyone know who this is? Moses, yes. And there's a really great talk. I recommend everyone here listen to it. Holland says it. But it's cast not your confidence away. Because he is saying, after you receive a revelation, after the Spirit tells you something, after you receive a prompting, Satan is going to come and be like, do you really think that? Should that really happen? Isn't that weird? I have learned, if it's doing something good, but I feel weird, it's usually of the Spirit. Because I wouldn't naturally want to do it, because I'm going to come across as weird. I actually had, at my brother's like wedding thing, the father-in-law was like, wedding rehearsal. He's like, you know how Paige is really random? I was like, hey, half those times it's the Spirit. It's good. But letting go of being known as random, or what the world thinks of you, or being different. President Nelson said, wear different as a badge of honor. You guys are already different than the world. You're homeschooled. I have teenagers that are homeschooled. I know what that means when youth hear that. And how sometimes they automatically are like, their face twitches. Like, wait, what? What does that even mean? That's weird. I get that. Embrace different. Wear it as a badge of honor. Be so different from the world that you stand out like a diamond. That you do not dress like the world. You do not speak like the world. You do not listen to or watch the same things the rest of the world does. but instead you are filled with the power of God. I testify to you guys that you not only can change the world, but everyone repeat this with me. I am meant to change the world. Ready? I am meant to change the world. Again, I am meant to change the world. President Nelson said that. I pray that you will believe that. I pray that you will know he wants to share so much with you. I am amazed that you are here. By the pure fact that you came to class shows that Heavenly Father is proud of you, that you are trying. May you know how good you're doing. And I say these things in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.